Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Yogi Bastantino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time again for The Josie Show. Tina Pasentino, and here's your host, the teenage girl herself, Josie Pasentino.
Hello, everyone. I'm Josie Pasentino, and welcome to The Josie Show. I'm so glad you guys are joining me tonight. It has been a long but fun-filled week, and I hope your week was amazing, too. But we have an awesome show for you guys tonight, so let me tell you exactly what we'll do in the next hour or so. Here's what we got planned. I have two amazing, fabulous, great guests joining me tonight. Paul Lopez from Paul Lopez and the 151 Turnaround. He plays some of the best dance hall music out there, so we'll ask him about that. Hey, I'm so excited. I also have joining me Kelly Lee James. That's right, the very same Kelly Lee James from the TV show Kelly's Country with a K, Junction. I will talk to him about that and so much more. We'll also have our featured song of the week segment again tonight. Our featured song this week is we really need like a drum roll button somewhere. Alan, figure that out. We have the amazing talented friend and former guest of the Josie Show, Wally Montgomery song. So please stay tuned for that. So I need a warning before you do that. Hello?
Hey.
Hi, Peanut. How are you?
Hey, Josie. Guess what?
What? Yeah.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help.
Oh, my goodness. Are you serious? We have a mascot with attitude. You know that? Mm-mm-mm. She must have not had her medication tonight. But, yeah, so stay tuned. We have an awesome show tonight, so stay tuned for the whole thing. Now, I have something funny to say. I just got a new computer, so I was getting all excited to be able to finally be in the chat room. And what happens? My internet connection, not good in my office. I mean, really, what in the world is going on here? It's haunted. Anyway, so I'm very excited. But remember, we do have a live chat room, so if you can go in there, I can't, but if you can, please go into www.josieshow.com and chat and hang out with us, and my producers and all this other stuff will tell me everything that you guys are saying, so I am in on the action. I love to know what's going on in there. So do I have the thumbs up that my first guest is here? Awesome, everyone. Our first guest is in the building, so please help me welcome Paul Lopez to the show. Yeah. Hello. Paul, are you there?
How are you doing?
Hi. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good, good. I'm so excited to talk with you. It'll be fun.
Oh, yeah. I've been looking forward to it.
Oh, good, good. See, we're off on a good foot now. So let's just start from the basics to get to know you a little bit better. When did you first start making music and you wanted to pursue this for a career? When did you know?
Probably back in around 1996.
Ooh, wow. Awesome.
I never sang in front of anybody before. And my oldest child had cancer, and we're doing a benefit for her. And a gentleman came up and said he'd donate $2,500 to my daughter if I'd sang a song, and so
wow.
I got up and sang, and it went from there.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's amazing. That is amazing. But I love that music is always in your soul, and you know I love that. But who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you have on repeat?
Actually, I have two: George Strait and Elvis Presley.
Bam, the greats right there. Love it. as of. And I have to mention, many people say that you have some of the best dancehall music out there. Can you tell us how you began making dancehall music, which is our favorite?
just the way I was raised. I was raised on Tejano music and older country, George Jones and stuff like mm-hmm. that. I'm the youngest of 10 kids. So, you know, whenever we'd go on trips, you know, that's what was playing. If it wasn't Tejano music, it was country music, and it just took a hold of me. And I just like the way the steel and the fiddle is in all the songs, so that's what I try to put in our shows.
Absolutely. I love the dancehall music because you can groove to it. It's awesome. It's awesome. We love it here. But I want to give your band, your incredible band, some kudos here. Can you tell us who all of the members are of the 151 Turnaround and the roles they play? I like the name. I like it.
Well, the way we came up with the name was we were on our way to a gig, and we missed our turnoff. And when we first started, it was just a Paul Lopez band, so we were trying to look for a name for the band. And we took an exit, and the exit we needed that we took, the next road was a 151 Turnaround. So we took that road and went back to the bar where we were going, and the name stuck. And the guys in the band are, my guitarist is Joe Harris. He's from Burt Burnett, Texas. And then I have a bass player, Jeff Griner, from Burt Burnett, Texas. And drummer is from Duncan, Oklahoma, and they make up the 151 Turnaround.
I love it. It has such a great, like, ring to it. Paul Lopez and the 151 Turnaround, it, like, just rolls off your tongue.
Yeah.
We
have fun with
it. It's so good. I like the little story how that came to be. Very cool. So can you tell us a little bit about some of the music you have out right now?
Yeah, we have a CD out right now. It's our first CD. It's the title of the CD is called Your Old Cold Shoulder. And we have 8 originals and like 3 cover songs that we do on it. It's more Texas country than anything else.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear your music. You have to send it in so we can play it, you know, next week's show, so we can groove to it, and everyone can hear your amazing sound.
I sure will.
Awesome. Cool. So for now, though, where can our listeners go to purchase all of your music or listen to your music or, you know?
You can go on Reverb Nation right now and get it. We're in the process of getting it on iTunes
mm-hmm.
and Spotify. We're trying to get it on there right now. So, but Reverb Nation, you can look at my name, Paul Lopez, and 151 Turnaround, and you should be able to hear our music there.
Reverb Nation, that's the place to go. I love it.
Yes,
awesome.
It I enjoy your songs.
Sorry,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Yeah, I was listening to you. I was listening to your song. I enjoy your voice. You got a nice voice.
Thank you so much. That means so much coming from you because I am a big fan of your music. So that's just wow. That is very, very, very neat. And I can't wait for your music to go on iTunes. I love everything that starts with the letter I. Okay. It's good. iTunes, iPad, all that kind of stuff. So,
oh yeah,
I can't wait for it to come on iTunes. You gotta let us know.
I will. I definitely do.
Perfect. Perfect. Also, can you give everyone the links to some social networking sites so we could chat with you and keep up with all of your latest news?
Yeah, right now you can just look us up on Facebook. We have 2 pages. The personal page is Paul Lopez. And then the band page is Paul Lopez and the 151 Turnaround.
Ooh, what in the world was that? Okay,
I don't know
what that noise was. But awesome, awesome. So
it's
very,
probably,
very,
probably a noise
easy.
From here on the bus.
So, yeah, definitely. So very, very easy to get a hold of you and chat with you. I love it. So I want to know, though, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Any, like, sneak peek of what we have to look out for? Anything in store?
Right now we're in the process of picking out some new songs for a new CD. We're looking to probably go in there by the end of the summer probably end of September because we're swamped with shows. I mean, as of right now, I'm sitting on the bus right now outside of the Coliseum. We have a 2-day show here. We're doing one for we're doing one benefit tomorrow to raise money for a friend of mine's mother that has cancer, and we're trying to raise money for her treatment. And tonight, you know, we're just doing a run-through concert for the sponsors and stuff like that, just to give them a little heads up of what they're sponsoring. So.
Awesome. I just have to say, I absolutely love that you, you know, you sing, but also you do those, you know, fundraisers to help raise money for, you know, cancer patients or, you know, whatever it may be. I think that's really cool because you can enjoy music, but also you're helping someone in the process. I mean, it's like a two-in-one deal. I mean, nothing is better than that. I love when artists do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's the way I look at it is that, you know, when I needed help, you know, there was somebody there that didn't know me,
mm-hmm.
and they came to help me. And now it's my turn, you know, people know who I am, and it's my turn to return the favor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you scratch somebody's back, they're going to scratch your back. You know, you never know when you're going to be down and out, and you're going to need a helping hand, and, you know, this is
absolutely.
What they're needing. They're needing a helping hand, and I'm that helping hand helping them right now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think more artists should, you know, give back like that because, I mean, this world would be a much better place if everyone helped out, you know, by using their music to help heal others. I think that is the most important thing. So more people need to do that.
I believe the same thing.
Yeah. Exactly, exactly. And I have some fun questions for you. I love these questions. Performing, have you ever had, like, an onstage embarrassing moment, like a blooper that just happened, and it's, you know, an embarrassing onstage moment? What would you say?
Forgetting the words to a song.
Right.
we were opening for an artist, and I forgot the words to half the song. So I was having to make up words on the go. They kind of fit, but they weren't really the words that need to be there. And then right after that, our mics all went out.
Oh,
so
really?
We're up on stage still singing. The crowd can't hear us, but we're still doing our show, and that has to be the most embarrassing thing to happen to me.
Well, all that matters is you kept going. Very professional. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. I love it. I mean, you're human. I mean, those blooper kind of things are going to happen, you know? And I think it's kind of like an icebreaker, you know? It gets the crowd kind of, you know, laughing and having fun. It's not bad.
Yeah. I mean, they were laughing, and then after we got everything situated and got back up there, and I told them, hey, you know, this is going to be on a blooper reel, just so y'all know. And, you know, everybody started clapping and getting into it. And then from there on, we just went on the show and just kept going and going.
Awesome. You need a blooper reel. That would be so cool. Put it on YouTube. That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah. That would be great.
Yeah. I want a blooper reel. I'd have a lot of things on that. Because I'm crazy. So another fun question. What are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music? Some hobbies?
Horseback riding with my boys and then golf.
Mm-hmm.
I play quite a bit of golf with my buddies.
Love it. Yeah. Just hanging around, having fun, like you should.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
And another fun question for you. Have you met anyone, either it's, you know, a songwriter or another artist or, you know, someone behind the scenes that just made the biggest impression on you and your career, that gave you the best advice? What would you say?
I'd have to say George Strait. I met George
Strait. You got to meet him?
Yes, I met him.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
I just, you know, he shook my hand, I shook his, and we were talking, and I told him, I said, you know, I'm wanting to be a singer. And he said, well, you want to know what? Don't give up. He goes, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's a hard road to travel. He goes, but you'll get there. Just keep, no matter what, you know, no matter how many bumps are in your way to get to where you want to be, you keep traveling down that road, because sooner or later that road is going to be smooth enough for you to travel on. And
definitely.
That's what I go by now.
Yeah, very, very good advice. Were you, you know, getting to meet George Strait and, you know, shaking his hand and getting to talk with him, did you have like kind of like a wow, surreal moment? I mean, I'm talking to George Strait. I mean, it's someone that you grew up listening to like all the time, and now you're actually face to face. I'd be like, whoa.
I started to stutter a little bit in front of him.
I would be too,
I got a little sweaty, you know. It's like, you know, I mean, you're meeting your idol. You know,
right.
It's one of those once-in-a-lifetime things, and you're
mm-hmm.
always like, okay, if I meet him, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to say this, or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And when it actually happens, you just get tongue-tied and just you freeze.
Right.
And that's what happened to me at first. I just kind of stood there looking at him.
Yeah, If that were happening to me, my brain probably would stop. I wouldn't know what to say, but you probably kept it cool, so that's good.
Well, I tried.
Yes.
I thought I was keeping it cool. It may not look like it was cool, but I was trying to keep it cool.
I don't blame you straight. I mean, you know, I don't blame you. Another fun question. Performing, is there a place that you've performed at that really sticks out in your mind? It was a really good experience for you. What would you say, your favorite place to perform?
My favorite place would be Amarillo, Texas, the Western Horseman.
Ooh, love it.
We performed there three times since December last year. And every time, it's a packed house. I mean, they enjoy us. They want us to come back all the time. Matter of fact, they asked us if we could be there every week. And I told them, I said, no, we can't do that. You know, we got shows booked from now until January. So, you know, there's no way we can be you guys' house band.
Right. You have to spread your music all over. Gotta go to different places, explore. I love it. Is there a place in particular that you would like to perform at?
Yeah, a few places. I'd like to perform. Everybody wants to perform at the Grand Ole Opry. I mean, that would be the ultimate for me. But you know, anywhere like maybe Tennessee or even Illinois. If I could get booked in Illinois somewhere, I'd do it.
You just said the key word, Illinois. Please come sometime. That'd be awesome. I'd love to see you perform.
Sure. Like we're looking right now. We're trying to branch out different bars and stuff like that, different events, and it's slow going. So if you have any names or any businesses up there that you know that book bands, you know, let me know and we'll see what we can do to get up there.
I will definitely send you some suggestions your way because I would love to see you perform, perhaps get to meet you or do a live interview. That would make my day.
You'll have to get on stage with us. I know that.
I would love that. If you want me to, I definitely will. Love it.
Sure.
Awesome. I'm usually the one that's, you know, wearing the T-shirt, screaming, a sign perhaps. You know, I'm a good fan. Let's just say that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a good one.
Yeah, great. You just let us know what song you know, and I'll make sure the band knows it.
Good. Awesome. Will do. Another fun question. Have you had any kind of crazy fan moments or anything? Like someone wanted you to sign something kind of a little iffy? Have you ever had anything crazy like that?
Yeah, matter of fact, we were in Gainesville, Texas, and this young woman came up and asked me to sign her right above her, what they call a tramp stamp.
Well, then.
Her tattoo on her back, yeah. Yeah, she wanted me to sign my name right above that on her lower back. And I told her, I said, no, I can't really do that. I said, I'll sign your arm or I'll sign your shirt or something like that. But I can't really do that.
Your shirt.
Yeah, and she was persistent. She kept on and on and on. And, it was very embarrassing for me. I kind of turned red.
Dedication right there. Dedication. Dedicated fan. What can you say?
Oh,
hilarious. Yeah. We've had some crazy stories. That's a good story. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's up there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's going to stick with me for a while because she was an older woman. It wasn't a younger girl. It was a young older woman. So that kind of scared me.
Aw. I could see your face turning all shades of red. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was.
That's hilarious. Another fun question here. Do you have any advice for upcoming singers or songwriters out there that want to get into the business? Do you have any kind of advice for songwriting or, you know, being in the spotlight? Any advice?
As for songwriters, just write what you feel in your heart and your soul. You know, don't listen to different people when they tell you, that doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound like a good song. If it sounds good to you and you're right, then you write it. You stick with it. Don't listen to what everybody else tells you. And as far as singers trying to break in this music business, keep going. No matter what, you're going to have people telling you that, hey, you know, you're not that good or you can't sing or nothing like that. You know, you keep going. You know, you keep to your dream. Everybody has a dream, and if you let go of that dream, you may not be able to reach that dream.
Exactly.
You know, I've chased this dream for quite some time, and I finally got a hold of it, and I'm holding that with both hands and seeing how far that'll take me.
And you are not letting go, definitely.
No.
You are persistent and very, very, you are on it. And I love that. And it's such great advice, and especially, you know, about the songwriting. You know, you got to be you and kind of not change your style because someone tells you to. I think that is great advice. And what I love about your songs, though, is because they come from the heart. You know, they're very relatable, and that's what I love. I love songs that kind of, you know, are relatable. Don't you? I love it.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, if you don't believe in it, then you shouldn't be writing it or singing it. I mean,
exactly.
It's got to touch you. You know, like when we pick out songs for us to sing on stage or to do CD, I look at the song, I listen to it. One, I listen to it to see if it's got a story that I'm going to be able to connect with. And two, if it's going to be a danceable song. If I would dance to that, if I went to a show and I saw somebody singing a song, would I get on the dance floor and dance to that song? And that's how I pick my songs out. It's got to be a danceable song. Plus, it's got to have a story that actually touches you, that everybody can relate to.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, your songs definitely do that. Your songs are, you can groove to it, and it has a story. It's good. It's a two-in-one deal. It's amazing. It's amazing. And are you on YouTube for the fans that want to, see any live performances or listen to a song or music video or anything like that?
Yeah, we're fixing to load a bunch of them up. We're in the process of right now. We had to get a new manager. We let go of our former manager for some little shady business that they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the process of uploading some new videos. So within the next couple of weeks, they'll be there, and it'll probably be under Paul Lopez 2012.
Awesome. Perfect. I cannot wait. I love going on YouTube and, like, watching those live performances and stuff. It's really cool. So I'm definitely going to be searching for your videos. Yes.
We'll definitely get them up.
Perfect. I cannot wait. You got to let us know. But I was wondering, very important question. What is your next goal in your career? Where would you like to see your career in a couple of years or so? Where would you like to see yourself?
In a couple of years, I'd actually like to be signed to a bigger label. Right now, we're doing it all by ourselves. Me and the guys in the band, we're just trying to break into the music business. I mean, it's very hard to do. And, you get some people, they'll tell you, hey, I got a record company, I want to do this for you, I want to do this for you. And then, when you finally do talk to them, they're like, okay, well, we can sign you, but we need this much money to do it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, the way I look at it, if they really want me, they won't be asking me for money. They'll be giving me money or paying for it. So
right.
In a couple of years, I'm hoping that I'm signed by, if not a major label, by, a good label. And then
absolutely.
That way we can start branching out further than we are now.
Absolutely. And the Grand Ole Opry, that's next for you. I'm
yes,
going to petition. I'm going
hey,
to petition.
I hope you do.
Yes. I will get everyone on it. I would love to see you on the Grand Ole Opry. You definitely deserve it. I love your music. It would be awesome to see you on there.
Thank you.
It'd be so cool. Yes. And we are actually running out of time, but once again, I really want to play your music. So maybe next week, that'd be so cool. We could do something special for you. I would like that.
Okay. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I'll have my guitarist send out a CD, a hard copy to you. I'll get your address from your station manager, and I'll have it sent out first thing next week. And that way you can get it along with the T-shirt for you.
Oh, really? Okay, I will totally rock that T-shirt. I will rock that T-shirt.
You just have I believe her name was Tina. Just have her shoot me an email and give me the address and the shirt size you need, and I'll have that out to you Monday.
Awesome. I am on it. Thank you so, so much, and I had so much fun talking with you.
Me too. I enjoyed it.
Oh, me too. And you can come back anytime. Anytime you have some new stuff to promote or anything, I would love to promote it. I love it.
And I'm going to be letting people know every show I go to that they need to tune into your show. It's very awesome. I enjoy it.
Love it. Thank you so much, Paul Lopez, everyone. Paul Lopez in the 151 turnaround. Thank you so much, Paul.
All right. You have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Paul Lopez. He's awesome. So down to earth, so incredible. And you have to hear his songs. We are definitely going to play it soon. So keep a lookout on that in future episodes because his music is amazing. Like, seriously, I can't just say amazing. It has to be amazing. Okay, you got to shake, you know, while doing it. Oh, goodness. I had too much Pepsi. Oh, goodness. Okay, so let's see here. So hyper, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. But I'm just going to start at announcements because these are very, very important, so please check it out. Our former guests and friends, Shadowplay, will be coming to Illinois. On August 10th, it deserves an ooh-woo-woo. So, yeah, the venue has changed for the performance. They will be performing at the Last Shot Bar and Grill in South Elgin, Illinois. You can get tickets right at the door, so stop in and check them out. I'm going to find a way to bring you some coverage of that, you know, live. So details to come. We'll see. Hopefully everything turns out all right, but definitely we'll keep you in touch here. Also, my song "Teenage Girl" is available in hard copy now, so you can purchase that on my site at www.josie, like Josie and the Pussycats, passantino.com, PASSANTINO, because I know my name is crazy. You can also get downloads of my song "Teenage Girl" on CD Baby, iTunes. Once again, those eyes, you know you love them, iTunes. You can download to your iPod and all that other fun stuff, and Amazon.com. So some of the proceeds from the sales of my hard copy also go to help keep music programs in schools through MuseArt World Foundation. So please check that out because I believe so strongly in keeping music programs in school because that's how I got interested in music. Was choruses and talent shows, so I need to help out with that any way I can. I'm also a good show friend, Brenda Best. Oh, Brenda, yay, girl, how are you? Okay, anyway, that was my shout-out. She is nominated in the Nashville Independent Music Awards, so you can go to NIMADigital.com, NIMADigital.com, to cast your vote for Brenda under Best Country Solo Artist, which she is, Best Live Country Performer, which she also is, and Album of the Year, which it is. There you go. Right there. Okay? And it only takes a minute, and Brenda definitely deserves a win. She's an awesome, awesome, awesome friend of the Josie Show. So please, please help a girl out. So also, I want to give some very special thank yous to some great Facebook groups who have helped me fill up my guest books. And when I say fill up my guest books, I mean literally we're going to need a waiting list pretty soon. We are filled up. Which is surprising, which is really cool. John at Talent Hookup and Don at Keeping It Country. Also, Jonna from Country Music World and Andrew from Supporting Great Talented Kids and Teens. Also, Talented Kids Depot and Danny from Songwriters Unite. Those are the ones that really helped me out. But there's so many other ones, too. So you just go on Facebook and do a little searcheroo and check that out. Also, take a listen to this lineup of guests for our upcoming shows to get our summer rocking. Yeah, summer. Which is almost over, by the way. Which is not fun. Which is not cool at all. So, yeah, we have EMJ Taylor, Darren Rhodes, Stephen Jacobson, Red Jenkins, Debbie Kelly, Bobby Flores, Sean Bryan, Lonnie Spiker, Deuce Hewlett, Michael Calder, Sean Downs, Darren Warner, D Stacks, Hudson Smith, Bodie Powell, Wild Bill Young, Frank Thomas, Don Murdoch, Layla Hansen, Myra Rowland, Ron Shoemates, I hope I'm saying that right, Roy Solis, Mike Seiler, Doug Briney, Jerry Audley, whew, goodness, Chuck Cusimano, did I say that right? Oh, I hope I did because that name rocks, Natalie Nicole Green, Judd Bears, Will Bannister, Troy Cook Jr., and Dan Landry. Yeah! Ha ha! Awesome, awesome. Okay, so let me cue in my wonderful, wonderful producer who has helped book these wonderful guests for me because she is an amazing talker on the telephone. My wonderful producer, Tamarie Pepper. Fascentino.
Wow, it's quite an entrance. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
Where's my clapping? I should have hit clapping.
Yeah, what's that? What's that? No clapping for you.
That's all right. So we are getting ready here to have our next guest join us, but I wanted to hop in really quick because Preston Somerville brought us a bunch of songs last time he was on, and there's one of them we haven't had a chance to play yet, so I wanted to get that on really quick. So let's play Preston Somerville, Southern Way of Doing Things, and then we'll be right back with our next guest, Kelly Lee James, coming up. But first, Preston, here we go.
Let's do it. Here we go, Preston.
Drink our whiskey from a mason jar, and we like to act tough and play real hard. Been on this road for way too long, it ain't going nowhere too fast. Mama did her best all her life, tried to teach me the good ways and wrong from right. It's time to grow up now and be a man and learn how to make a living. No, I ain't saying I'll change my ways, but I'll damn sure try, give it all I've got, every ounce that's left in me. And from his cowboy boots to his holy blue jeans, from the cut-off sleeves and the Copenhagen ring, the cowboy hat to the rebel flag belt, from hunting and fishing to chasing some tail, from the Georgia pine to the homemade wine, working in the fields, running a truck line. May think the way you live is a little strange, but it's a southern way of doing things. It's a southern way of doing things down here. You know it's hard when it's all I've ever known, and it's funny how this little world's grown. And I'll be the first to tell you, man, it's took its toll on me. We like to party all night and sleep all day, call up the girls and then do it again. I'm living it up and I'm laying them down, and I buried my roots deep in this ground. No, I ain't saying I'll change my ways, but I damn sure try, give it all I've got, every ounce that's left of me. From his cowboy boots to his holy blue jeans, from the cut-off sleeves and the Copenhagen ring, cowboy hat to the rebel flag belt, from hunting and fishing and raising some hell, from the Georgia pine to the homemade wine, from working in the fields to running a trot line. You may think the way you're living's a little strange, but it's a southern way of doing things. It's a southern way of doing things down here. From these Georgia pines to the homemade wine, from working in the fields to running a trot line, may think the way of living's a little strange, but it's a southern way of doing things. It's a southern way of doing things down here.
Yeah, and that was Preston Somerville with his song Southern Way of Doing Things. Absolutely love it. So I finally got in the chat room on my Kindle here, but it is not wonderful. But we will press on, and thank you guys so much for coming into the chat room. Yay! Love the chat room, if I could ever get in it. But let's see here. Do I have the thumbs up that my next guest has arrived? Waiting for that thumbs up. Yay, awesome. Love it. So let's see here, everyone. I'm so excited because my next guest, Kelly Lee James, is in the house. Everyone, please welcome Kelly Lee James. Yeah.
Hey,
so
how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm trying to stay cool.
Me too. I am so excited to talk with you. It'll be so much fun.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be on the show. I've been looking forward to it.
Me too. Now, I just have to start off by saying I have so many things to speak with you about. I mean, you have done so many amazing things. I could seriously have you on a ton of times and still not get through everything. But we will try, okay? I will try.
Okay.
But first, I want to start out with your music so everyone can get to know you, your musical side. But when did you first start making music?
Probably way back. Back in 1963, mm-hmm. I was 5 years old. And I was five and I sang in a big club. I did the old Buck Owens song, Tiger by the Tail. I knew right there and then, this is what I had to do.
Wow. It's just in your blood. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Love it. I could just imagine a five-year-old going up there singing. You have to have had a standing ovation or something, right?
Yeah, because, you know, you're a cute kid. Any kid's cute, I suppose, and I thought I was cute, you know. I got up there sang and I've done it ever since. But I started when I was 16, which was back in 74. That's when I actually started playing the clubs and the nightclubs and the bars and really starting to play music.
That is so, so cool. And did you come from a musical family at all, or are you the only one?
No. They all played music on my mom's side. Everyone played guitars and banjos and fiddles. And on my dad's side, with guitars and fiddles and pianos. And so I had it on both sides of my family. Just every time I looked up, somebody was playing, you know.
That is so cool. So much fun having such a musical family. You're always, you know, playing the guitar or piano or whatever it is. And, I mean, no wonder why you got into this. It's just natural.
It is. It really is natural. It's the only thing I've ever wanted to do. I've tried a couple of other things at different times, and it lasts just a little time, you know, and I was right back in with my music. It just, that's the only thing that I ever wanted to do, and it just seemed like it's the only thing that I could keep my mind focused on, you know. I could drive a truck. I couldn't concentrate. I'd be writing a song or singing and forget what I was doing and, you know, be late for the load or something. Like, oh, sorry, man. So I'd come right back to playing music.
Love it, love it. Can I just say I am so, so excited that you chose this path because we love your music.
Well, thank you. I hope so. Yeah.
Yes,
definitely. Been a lot of years of playing and trying to get the style together that I do and everything. And just, you know, you just appreciate, you just appreciate people who, like you was talking there a while ago to Paul, who stick with it. You've got to get into it. And just because you don't make it, In the first few years, you know, boy, you just can't give up. You just got to stick with it.
Absolutely, and we are definitely glad you are. We are definitely glad you did, because we absolutely, absolutely love your music, and I am very excited because I get to play some songs of yours tonight for everyone to hear. So I am very, very excited to groove to them. But first, can you tell us about some of the music you have out right now? Can you give us a little sneak peek of what we're about to hear?
Well, I think the one you might be playing is Garth Brooks on the Dial. And
yes.
that is on one of my CDs. And I've got three CDs that are available. Wanted Man. You know, I can't even think. I spent so long. I looked at them. I can't remember the name of my CDs. But it's got some really good songs on it, I can tell you that. But Garth Brooks on the Dial, that was my era, you might say. I mean, I love Buck Owens. He was my all-time favorite, okay? But then when I got on my 20s, you had Alan Jackson started coming along, and, of course, George Strait, and John Anderson and these kind of guys. Another one, then Garth Brooks come along, and I just loved his stuff. So one night I sat there and I thought, man, I sure miss Garth, and I miss. So I was like in 2008, and I wrote that song and recorded it, and got quite a bit of play out of it, and we get a lot of requests for it.
I did it on
the TV show. It's on Ron Williams, Leona Williams' son. It's on his show. We opened the show with that song on the one of the episodes of Kelly's Country Junction.
That is so cool. Well, I'm so excited because I get to talk a little bit about that a little bit later. We can go into more details about that and find out where it's located and all that fun stuff. But I am very excited because I'm going to play one of your songs here that you mentioned, so it's a good segue. Let's play Garth Brooks On My Dial, and we'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
All right. Garth Brooks On My Dial, Kelly Lincoln.
You. radio dial. Yeah. Hey, I hear that there's a dance down in Frog Holler. Y'all want to go down there? All right. Let's see if I can find the keys to my truck. I can't find them, man. Man, that happens every time. We'll have to take Cousin Kenny's truck. Hazelwood, what are you doing with my keys?
And that was Garth Brooks on my dial by Kelly Lee James. Okay, I can totally tell by that song that when you play that live, people are probably going crazy. That is such a great song. I love it.
Yeah, we have. It's pretty lively, and yeah, we could get a good, like I said, a good response on that song whenever we play it out. You know, they're bopping to it and they're dancing and having a good time.
Oh yeah, I could tell. I'd be one of those people dancing.
Yes. I started playing dances years ago. We played a lot of dances, and of course now we're more into the television aspect of it. But man, I cut my teeth on dance music, you know. So.
Definitely, you have some really great dance music, and I want to know, where can listeners go to purchase your music so they can listen to your amazing songs? Where can we go?
We're getting right now we're having a facelift, Miss Josie, on our website. You could go to kellyscountryjunction.com, but it's totally being, you know, like a big facelift on it. And I don't think there's anything in there to order now, but what you can do is also go to Kelly's Country Junction. Of course, that's countries with a K. Kelly's Country Junction at yahoo.com. And, be kind of a little bit slow, but if somebody would like to be able to order, they can order through that email. And if they want to go to YouTube, they can listen to a lot of the songs that are on those albums.
Perfect. So that makes it so much easier. Awesome. So I'm going to post that link on Twitter and Facebook and all that fun stuff so you guys can go directly to it. You can purchase music, and also there's also episodes of, you know, the show that I'm about to talk about right now. But so your TV show, which, of course, is called Kelly's Country with a K, Junction. So can you tell us what type of show this is?
Well, it's kind of a lot of the people around the Ozarks call it kind of a new hee-haw, you know, and because it's country music, it's bluegrass, it's gospel, and it's mixed in with a lot of the old comedy, the one-liners, or the we've got characters, you know, that are on each week, Homer and Joanne and Cousin Dud and all these kind of people, and Cousin Kenny and all them, and so. But we've kind of not really hee-haw. We are and we aren't. We're a lot of, if you ever watch Carol Burnett and the skits that they used to do, we do a lot of comedy kind of on that line too. So, but it's just country and comedy, and, man, we just mix it together, and people are loving it. And we went to a top 20 show within the first year on PBS.
Wow, congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, they called me and told me that, and I was trying to talk to him, and the program director said, "No, you don't understand," and I didn't. He told me, "You're a hit," and I went, "Oh, okay, oh, that's good. No, thank you." I don't know. But anyway, that was a good thing.
Yes, I'm a hit, what? That's awesome.
Yeah,
I'll
be a hit. Oh, great, okay.
That's good. So, but how did this idea for the show come about? I mean, one day were you like, you know, this would be kind of cool. I mean, where did this all string from?
I've had this in my head, my heart. This whole Kelly's Country Junction comes from the head of Kelly Lee Jane, from the mind, you know, and the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And back in 2008. The producer of the show approached me to do some things, and that's when this all came about. But I've had it for years to want to do it, just didn't have the opportunity. And all of a sudden, here's the opportunity to do this. And so we started in 2009, I believe the last part of 2009, or maybe even the first part of 2010. Time's getting away from me, but it's only been a couple of years. We've done a couple of seasons now.
It started
years ago, and started as a kid. I've always been an actor. You know, they in school, I mean, it was always in the principal's office because I was always telling jokes and dancing. And so, you know, I mean, I did get through school. I got a diploma. I don't know how, but I did.
That is hilarious. That is hilarious. And on your show, do you ever have, like, guests come on to, you know, join you in the skits or anything like that?
Yeah, well, we have people that come and sing a lot of times. You know, like I said, we had Leona Williams. We got Barbara Fairchild. We got, Confederate Railroad came by and did a show with us. We've got Roy Rogers Jr., which is Roy Rogers' son, and he's doing 3 episodes with us this year, and we're proud to have him on. And we've got David Church from RFD. They're going to come and do some stuff. Branson on the Road from RFD is going to come. And so we've got a lot of guests, but we also have folks like Rachel Center, Amanda Kramer, who are they're Country Junction girls now, but they started off as just guests on my show, and they were both just so awesome that hopefully they're going to, you know, just really do good things in music, and hopefully the show will help them, you know, to get them out there and let people see them and hear them.
Definitely. It sounds like such a fun show that, like, all ages can enjoy. It sounds like a really good time.
Well, I knew I could get older folks, you know, they like T-Hall. And I really didn't think about young folks, but all the time we get people come up and going, man, my grandchildren, they love it. They won't miss it. So and actually, PBS and I have already talked. They want me to do kind of a branch off of this show and do a kid show. But I don't have time right now. But one of these days, maybe we can spin something off on that. So
definitely. That is good. That would be so good. I would watch it. I mean, I'm 17, not exactly, you know, kid, I guess. But I would definitely watch it.
I'm 54, and I don't guess I'm ever going to grow up because I do most of the writing. And I love it because it gives me an opportunity to be stupid and be what I am and actually put it out where other people can laugh at it. So, I mean, this is my ideal job. God has just blessed me so much. And really, you know, it's like I say, it started back in about 08, and I had turned 50, and I told God that I was 50. He didn't know it. I had to inform him I was 50, and I said, listen, I'm tired of this. I've been doing this since I was 16, and nothing's really going on. And, you know, I've played a lot of music, but I've never had a hit or anything. And I said, I'm done. And about that time, that's when God opened the door for me.
Definitely did.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, it was just wide open. Here comes the TV show. So
absolutely.
We also, let me mention, we almost wasn't this year because that Joplin tornado almost took us out.
Wow.
It came toward the studio. It did take me out. I was at home that evening, and it wiped my place plumb off the map, and thank God I'm here. But it was also headed toward the studio, which is outside of town, and it turned. So I just thank the good Lord for that every day, you know.
Thank God.
It put us behind production anyway, but it would have really put us behind. We'd have lost everything. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, well, Thank the big man upstairs for that one. Thank you.
You bet. Whew. Thank God for that. You bet.
Absolutely. And I also want to know, for the skits, which are hilarious, are you a writer on the show as well for the skits? I mean, do they use your material too?
I am the writer. I'm it.
Awesome.
You know, that's why it keeps me so busy because I do a whole bunch of stuff, and hopefully we'll get some writers to help me in the next season, but pretty much I'm it. Somebody might give me an idea, you know, say, hey, what about this? And you know, I'll go like, let's think about that. But most of this madness comes to me at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. I wake up and start writing. your listeners can go on YouTube and look under Kelly's Country Junction TV show, and you'll have Oscar the Drunk will come up. I think Homer and Joanne might be in there. I know Homer and Sammy kills Joe's chickens. I know they were driving Joe's chickens and they had a wreck and killed them. And I know it don't sound funny, but I think it is. So if they'll look that up, see that. And there's I think Barbara Fairchild and Miss Leona Williams and I did some stuff, and I believe from the show, and I believe they have it up on YouTube under Kelly's Country Junction TV show.
Perfect. YouTube makes it so easy for us. I love it. But, I mean, absolutely, YouTube is great, but where could people tune in to see Kelly's Country Junction, like, on TV? Is it only in, like, some states, or where do you think we could check it out?
Right now, we are out of the Ozarks, which is out of Springfield, Missouri, PBS, and we are going to be on in Joplin this winter. And we are also talking to the major PBS, the nationwide, but they, you know, these folks don't get in a hurry, so we're still waiting to hear from them. But they like what we're doing and everything. But the best thing, if people like good country music and bluegrass and comedy, call your local PBS station, you know, and say, hey, we're hearing about this show, Kelly's Country Junction, and it's on in the Ozarks. We want it. And they'll listen, you know. If you get enough calls, they'll be like, well, we better check on getting this in. So, but we have a lot of stations that will pick us up. We're pretty for sure of that. We're also going commercial stations, too, which is a Joplin station. We'll be going commercial. So we'll be on PBS and commercial, and that's going to give us a lot of publicity. Right now we've got a little over 600,000 viewers every Saturday, and we have a possibility after we get Joplin of, I believe, 1.5 million. And so we hope to pick up about a million people, hopefully, right here in our own area.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I could totally see it. And it's really cool how, you know, we, the fans, can also help, you know, as you said, by contacting, you know, PBS, your local PBS, which I'm already on the bandwagon for that. I would absolutely love to do that to get it to where I live so I could see it, you know what I mean? So that would be cool. So we have to help out.
It's good entertainment. It's clean, too. Everything that I write, we don't do anything that the kids can't watch and the grandkids can't watch. And, you know, I mean, there's enough vulgar stuff. If you want to watch that, then watch anything else just about. But if you want to be able to sit down with the kids and not worry about the language and what's happening, you can watch us. And, you know, warning, we are cornballs. That's all we do, cornball comedy. But it's fun, you know. So.
I love it.
Hey, guys.
It totally sounds like my kind of show. I have to see it.
Josie, we have a question for both of you.
Oh, okie dokie.
Everybody wants to know how come you're not doing a guest spot on his TV show where everybody could throw pies at your face.
Oh,
hey, we can probably arrange that.
You just can't mess up their hair.
That would be awesome. I would love to do something like that.
I'm sure we could do that. I mean, anytime. Hey, we've had people with pies in the face. We're good at that. Come on, and we can do that.
Right, okay, but you can't get my hair, so we'll have to figure something out like that.
Oh.
But I would totally be in for that because I love making a fool out of myself, and I'm crazy and funny and just insane in general. So I'm your girl.
That's funny. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Cousin Dud, and he's probably listening, we'll make sure he takes the we'll call him in, let him be your stunt double when it comes to the hair.
Perfect.
So, yeah, they'll go to you, and then we'll cut, and we'll take you out, and he'll get the pie in the face and the hair, because he's already took a bunch of them, just to ask.
That is genius. That is genius. Yes, please let me know, because I would love to do something like that. And plus, I'd get to meet you, so that'd be kind of cool.
it sounds great. We're getting ready to, we're really pumped up for this next season, so, we'll do that. We'll talk and visit a little bit. And, of course, we're Facebook friends, so we can send contact. And, you know, we'll arrange that whenever you can come down this way. You bet.
Yeah, totally, totally. We will definitely talk, and I would love, love that. So that's very cool. And also, I need to know, a little sneak peek here, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? I mean, you're doing so much already. You have different hats. You're constantly writing and all that other fun stuff. But is there anything in the future that you are looking forward to do?
Well, we've got one thing is, like I said, the kid show. And then also I had a cooking show that I was going to do, Country Cooking with Music, and we was going to have, you know, and anyway, we didn't get to do it. This show is just taking all of our time up, so.
Right.
But we do have other things in the future, and we're growing as a company. We've got about 55 cast members all together, and, you know, with the crew, we've got about 70, 75 people, but to do all the different things that hopefully we'll get to do, we're definitely going to have to grow, but we do have vision, and I believe God's blessing, so we're ready.
Absolutely, and with all those people, the energy is probably super high because you guys are all friends, so, you know, it probably will project, you know, to the audience as well. You know, you can't have people that are like, you know what I mean? You have to go in there with high energy, so that's really cool. 55 people with energy.
They're high energy and just really a lot of fun, and we have a blast while we're here taping, you know, and we make all kinds of mistakes, and we have a great time. We're going to have to tape all day tomorrow, so we'll be here. I'm over at the studio now and get ready to try to get stuff ready for in the morning, but I love it. It's a lot of work, hard work, but
right.
Like I say, God has blessed me with it. This is what I've been after for 54 years, and just thank the good Lord I finally have opportunity to do it, so.
Absolutely. Sounds like tons of fun. I hope you have a great time tomorrow. Film something amazing, and I want to see it. I am looking forward to seeing anything.
We'll do it. Thank you, Miss Josie. And we'll be talking to you about the other stuff we were talking about. We'll get you to come down and do a song with us.
Awesome. It sounds like a really fun, high-energy stuff. That's the kind of stuff I'm looking for.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Awesome. I would love that. But we're actually, I'm looking at the time, and we're actually running out of time, but I need to ask you this one last question because I love this question. Have you ever had any onstage embarrassing moments or bloopers or anything crazy that you can share with us? I love that question.
One of the things probably that stick in my mind is years ago I was playing music with Bill Phillips in Arkansas doing Big Dance. And there was a great big guy, and he kept beating everybody up that night. And we was up there watching him beat everybody up, and he had a big girlfriend, and she looked like Dolly Parton in every aspect. He left. Yeah, he left, and she came over, in every aspect. And she says to Bill, she goes, "Here, I want you to sign this." And that was, you know, Dolly's. That's what he signed. And she looks at me and goes, "You sign this one." And I was like, okay, and I signed it, and all I have to say is Mel Tillis had better never go down to that part of Arkansas, because I wasn't putting my name on there, I'll tell you right now, because that big boyfriend done beat three boys up, I wasn't about to put my name on there. That was pretty embarrassing, but I did it, because I'm like, well, she's drunk, and I think she could take me, so I better just sign it.
That is hilarious. There had to have been some, you know, adult beverage drinking there, right?
Yeah, well, I was sober, but boy, the rest of them was wound up.
Yeah. Wow, that is crazy. You never know what could happen. I mean, you got music there, you got some drinks. I mean, it could be crazy.
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of glad I'm not doing that aspect of the business anymore. That's for a young man. And I can't run like I used to. So I don't think I want to get into that part. I'm really happy where I'm at in this hopefully safe little studio.
Absolutely. You are very safe in the studio. That is a great place to be. And you're constantly doing different things. So, I mean, I'm not surprised if, you know, you go on PBS and you're just a hit, be in every state, every country. And I'll be like, hey, I talked to him.
That's
cool.
Fun. Yeah. Well, it was a pleasure to be able to be a part of your show. And if you ever, need for me to come on again, you just get a hold of me. You know my number.
You got it. You
okay,
got
I'll be
it.
In touch
Thank
with you.
You.
So.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. I think you are amazing. And keep doing what you're doing. And have fun tomorrow doing some filming. Get a good product. And I'm very excited to check it all out.
Well, we're going to try. Thank you, Miss Josie.
Thank you so much, Kelly Lee James, and everyone from Kelly's Country Junction. Remember, Country is with the Kelly. Yes. Please check it out. YouTube. Awesome. He's amazing. I've had two amazing guests tonight. So, yes, Paul Lopez from the 150-minute turnaround and Kelly Lee James. So now I'm going to play Kelly Lee James' song. I'm actually going to play that to close out the show. Also, we already have some song segments. Okie dokies, artichokies. See, these people have to keep me in line because I go crazy when I have a soda in front of me. So let's see here. I am so excited because I'm going to play Long Tall Texan by Kelly Lee James. So let's get ready to pop hay. Here we go.
I'm a long, tall Texan. I ride a big white horse.
He rides a big white horse.
I'm a long, tall Texan. I ride a big white horse.
He rides a big white horse.
All the girls, they look at me and say, yeah, that's my horse. I'm a long, tall Texan. I wear a 10-gallon hat.
He wears a 10-gallon hat.
Well, I'm a long, tall Texan. I wear a 10-gallon hat.
Man, oh man, is that your hat?
Yeah, that's my hat.
Show for November and December. So if you would like to be featured on the show or know someone or, you know, would love to suggest who we could have on the show, you could email tina@josieshow.com, Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com, or you can go to the contacts tab on our site at josieshow.com and send us a message. We would love to hear from you. Also, I want to mention this week on Josie's Heart Country, my guest will be the awesome singer-songwriter, Jason Robertson. So make sure you tune in on Sunday, August 5th, for that show at 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. And I'll have some chart-topping country music, great video to share, and our song request segment continues. And you can tune into that show at www.thesouthernstar.org. Click on Josie's Hard Country tab at the top, and it should automatically play and enjoy. Yes. Love it. So now it is time for
Featured Original Song.
Yes, it is that time for our Featured Original Song segment. Tonight we'll feature a new song from the great Wally Montgomery. Here is Cow Tippin'. I love this song. It's well deserved for it. Here we go.
Friday night, buckle on up, it's time to ride. Where we're gonna go, we don't need roads. I got a spot picked out, we can lay it down. So come on, girl, let's leave right now. We'll get there fast and take it slow. Yeah, so climb up in my truck and hang on. We go down through the woods to the property line, then I kick it on down in a four-wheel drive and show you what my Chevy can do. Then climb in the back cause I brought a blanket. I play my cards right, I just might make it round bases one and two. I got a game I wanna play with you. Let's go rolling in the pasture, somewhere out of sight. I'll be stealing your sweet kisses in the moonlight. I just wanna take you field tripping. Out there in the tall grass, underneath the stars. We'll use our hands to find our way back out there in the dark. It's gonna be late when we get in. And everybody wanna know where we've been. How long we've been cow tipping. Rendezvous down at the barn. If you want a grand tour of my daddy's farm, and I'll show you what a country boy do. I'll take you on a tractor ride. Girl, climb up here, I'll let you drive. I know just where I wanna take you. Yeah, I know just what we're gonna do. Let's go rolling in the pasture, somewhere out of sight. I'll be stealing your sweet kisses in the moonlight. I just wanna take you field tripping. Out there in the tall grass, underneath the stars. We'll use our hands to find our way back out there in the dark. It's gonna be late when we get in. Everybody wanna know where we've been. Tell them we've been cow tipping. Cow tipping.
Our original song of the week. That song was Willie Montgomery's song, Cow Tippin'. Yeah. Now it is time to announce our Yeah. We got to get the time better. But yes, that was our fan. Oh, one click. That's funny. But yeah, so our fan of the month is Bonnie Mitkill. Woo! She's actually a singer, songwriter, and poet who is always in the chat room. And she is amazing, super supportive of me and my show. So she is the fan of the month, Bonnie Mitkill, and we're going to have to write her because she's not in today. In tonight, she probably has a performance or something going on. But yes, we have to let her know she is our fan of the month. Let me put on my producer now. Hello.
Woo! We are going to decorate her Facebook page. That's what we're going to do.
Yes, as we should.
That is awesome. We love Bonnie. Okay. So I want to tell everybody how they can become a fan of the month, right?
Yes. Yeah. Please let us know.
Yeah.
I want to know.
You
want
to know?
I want to know.
All right. So here's the deal. All you have to do is any time at all, either join us in the chat room, send us a message on Facebook or on Twitter, send us a note on our page, write in our forums, you know, share one of our links, you know, share a message, whatever. All you have to do is get in contact with us. You can call our Google line. Josie will give you that number later. But you can do anything. Anytime you get a hold of us, your name goes in a hat. And once a month, the very first Friday show of each month, we pick a new fan of the month. And you know what's so cool about it?
What?
Not only do we decorate your Facebook page, because, you know, that's what we like to do.
It's our entertainment.
But we send out something special.
Yes, we do. We send out some goodies.
We send out a Josie Show prize of some sort, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's what
see?
I'm saying. So, see, it's fun. Alan in the chat room, our other producer, and the person who does an awesome job with our website.
Oh, I'm the crazy one.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? Can I just say,
yeah,
there is nobody better to do a website than Alan. I mean, he makes sure stuff is working, all the links. He is on it. Can I just say that? And if something ain't working right, boom, Alan's on it.
It's true. It's true. It's amazing.
We can't
and he does it all correct. All the right links, all the right HTML, all the fun stuff. So that's very important.
We cannot give him enough love. Can we give him some extra love? Mwah, mwah,
mwah, mwah, mwah. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He is the best. We love you. Okay. So, now. Yeah, that's true. Alan just put in there, I forget to send him stuff. That's true. I do. And
yeah.
I tell him that I sent it to him anyway, and he knows me better than that. So, yeah.
True. But thank you so much for telling us how everyone can be the fan of the month at
all
the time.
Yeah. Just get in contact with
very
us,
easy.
Share something of ours, say hello. That's it. Your
easy peasy.
Put in the hat, and we're ready to rock and roll. And we have to say a special thank you to Bonnie. She is so kind.
She
Not
is.
Not only is she loving and supportive, an awesome friend, but she shares everything and posts everything. She is just an absolute delight. So we love her. Extra thanks to her and to all of the fans of the month that we had prior. We can't forget about that. We've got one of them.
Right the squirrels
right?
have
the
entered
winner.
The building.
Uh-oh.
Red alert.
Like Elvis. What?
Hey, hey, hey.
Is this Peanut or JoJo or who is this?
It's Peanut.
Hey,
hello,
Peanut.
Peanut. Doesn't JoJo ever call in?
Is she too young to use the phone this late?
Oh.
Hey,
do
you want to hear something funny?
What?
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help.
She gets us every time, because every time we really think
she's
going to
say something.
You know, because she has come on and talked well before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. So
she got
her diva face on.
I'm telling you, she's been very hormonal lately. She might be pregnant again.
Well, you know what? I think that we've just been giving her too much pizza.
True.
I think that Italian food is making her a little crazy.
True, she's turning into
Italian. I mean, look what happened.
Hey, guys.
True. Just kidding.
Who's that?
I thought you'd like to have an update on Josie's squirrel namesake, JoJo.
We would love that.
She now plays patty cake.
Oh my God, it's so cute. Okay, that is the cutest thing ever.
You've got to film that and put it on the site.
Mm-hmm.
Well, stick Josie in a box, send her down to Florida, and I'll get a video of her playing patty cake with a squirrel.
Why do I gotta be in a box? Why do I gotta be sent to be a UPS or something like that? Or FedEx, whatever. Why a box? Why a box?
Put some air holes in it. Stop whining.
I don't want to be in a box. It'll mess up my hair. It'll give me those frizzies. I hate frizzies.
I did type in the chat room that your hair on your head is about 50 pounds.
It's true.
I did say that.
It is true.
Oh, that's a riot. Okay.
Thank you, Alan.
Alan and Peanut. Alan and Peanut. Extra kisses to JoJo, the squirrel.
JoJo, the squirrel.
Give some extra kisses, too. That's fine.
Isn't it amazing how, like, celebrities all want, like, big mansions and fancy cars, and Josie wanted a squirrel named after her?
It's true. It's true. I don't want much in life. I just want a squirrel named after me, have some friends, talk to people, and, you know, put out at least one song in my lifetime. That's it. I don't ask for much. I'm very low maintenance. Yes, I am. But anyway, we have to start closing up the show, but I was wondering if maybe, perhaps, kinda, sorta, if it would be awesome, if we can close out the show with my single, Teenage Girl. How's that sound? I got the thumbs up, so that sounds good. Oh, goodness.
They have it last time, too.
Yeah.
That's
great.
That's a great song.
So, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys have a great night, and see you guys next Friday for even more.
Hey, you know what? Before we go,
mm-hmm.
I had too much Pepsi also.
I'm starting to feel a little woozy.
All that sugar intake with no food, not a good thing. Okay, so I have a little story to tell. Can I tell just a really quick story?
I'm scared. Is it rated G?
Yes.
That is okay. First off, it's never good when someone laughs.
I had to go in my memory bank for that. Who's snoring on me? That wasn't nice. Nobody snores at my stories.
Okay, if it's rated G or something close, then you can go.
Oh, we have an edit button. It's all good. All right, it's just since we're going to play your song, I just wanted to tell a quick little cute story about it that I just heard today, as a matter of fact. Just popped in my head again.
Okay.
So you recently had a performance in Cambria, Wisconsin. You performed. Keep your hand away from that thing. It's making a lot of noise. What is that thing? I don't even know. You performed your song on acoustic version in Cambria probably, a few weeks ago with Scott Nickel playing for you, which was absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
So it was your first time doing acoustic, and it was your first time performing your song. So, Dad has a little bit of it on his cell phone, a little bit of the footage of you singing on his cell phone. So, like the good papa that he is, he went to work today, and I don't know, somehow you probably came up, and so he's like, oh, wait, I got a little bit of a performance on my phone. So, he pulled out the, have I told you this story yet?
No, that's why I'm looking at you with big eyes and going, what in the world are you talking about?
You look like you're so interested in this story, and then I just realized I forgot to tell you.
Yeah, I'm right now I'm more surprised than probably anybody, so please continue. Please continue.
So anyways, good news for you to hear then. So he played it for this delightful woman that I believe works with him or somehow is attached to his work.
I like delightful people, yeah.
She is. She's an absolute delight.
Cool.
And she heard your song, a little bit of it that you were singing on his little iPhone, and she got all emotional and all teary. Your song made her all emotional. She got so excited. I know.
I'm getting emotional.
Isn't
now.
That sweet?
See, that's what it's about, when you could actually make someone, you know, someone's day brighter, or, you know, when they get emotional or something because it reminds them of their personal life. That's what it's about. That's really cool.
Isn't that awesome?
Why didn't you tell me this?
I can't believe that I didn't tell you.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what? We were so busy today running around getting the song.
Wait, did this happen today or a few days ago?
Today, this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Your dad called to
that's
tell
so
me
cute.
Today. Yeah, isn't that so sweet?
That is so sweet.
I know.
I gotta send her something.
I think we have to go visit her, and maybe you can give her a CD. I think that would make her day.
That'd be awesome.
Let's do that. That's so sweet.
Let's do so. Yeah. But let's play the song right now. How about that? That'd be awesome. And then, I definitely would love to visit her and give her a CD or a live performance, whatever.
That'd
be awesome. Give her something for being an amazing person. But, yes, let's play my debut single, Teenage Girl. Right now, remember, you can buy it at josiepasquantino.com, hard copy with signed. Also, you can buy it with packages, all the other fun stuff, you know, like my face on wallet, all the other good stuff. but, yeah, and also josieshow.com for 99 cents on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, and I Love You Too, Barney. I have no idea what's going on, but click on the song now.
Well, when Barney's
on, girl.
I don't want to play your song over Barney. Okay, we're done with Barney.
Yeah, let's go. Good. Okay. I did not write that song, by the way. Teenage But this song I did write. Everyone, please, please, please listen to my debut single, which was written by me with the help of my beautiful mentor, Leah McKinney, who's an amazing, amazing person, who is my second mother, I have to say. She is my second mother. Love her. So everyone, please, let's play my song. Teenage Girl, why am I still blabbing?
I thought you were going to tell everybody that this weekend we start talking about it.
That's true. But right now, let's enjoy. Good night, everyone. Teenage Girl.
Here's number one.
I'm a teenage girl living in this big world, trying to make a name for myself. My dreams are big, but nothing's going to hold me back. I'm going to make
the day I take control of where I'm.